This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India has boarded the Reform Express and emerged as the centre of global attention. In an article shared on social media, the Prime Minister said, "Today the world sees India with hope and confidence and is appreciating the pace of progress which has been accelerated with next generation reforms in the country." Mr. Modi added that the primary engine of the Reform Express is India's demography, its young generation and the indomitable spirit of the countrymen. The Prime Minister said 2025 will be remembered as a year of reforms for India as it witnessed path-breaking changes across various sectors which have added momentum to the country's growth journey. He said that the government modernized institutions, simplified governance and strengthened the foundations for long-term inclusive growth. Prime Minister Modi today interacted with eminent economists and sectoral experts at Niti Aayog in New Delhi and sought their views and suggestions ahead of the Union Budget 2026-27. The meeting served as a platform for experts to share their views and assessments on the country's current economic situation and future priorities. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh dedicated the year 2025 to governance reforms which aimed at ensuring ease of living and ease of working. Mr. Singh was addressing a year-end press conference in New Delhi today.
This was a year which was dedicated to governance reforms for ease of living. And when you have to aim at ease of living, obviously those who are assigned to facilitate this task should also have ease of working. So simultaneously, there was also a very conscious attempt to provide a work-friendly environment for the various officials in the different departments and the ministries. And of course, the underlying theme continued to be what it was in the beginning of this government in 2014, that is maximum governance, minimum government.
Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah has alleged that the West Bengal government prioritizes providing land for infiltrators over allocating land for border fencing. He also claimed that development in the state has been stalled due to a culture of cut money, extortion and communal appeasement. Mr. Shah was speaking at an event in Kolkata to commemorate the 80th anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose hoisting the Azad Hind flag in Port Blair. Earlier in the day, addressing a press conference in Kolkata, Home Minister claimed that BJP will form government with two-third majority in the state after winning the West Bengal Assembly elections next year. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said the Parliament has passed the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, that is Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill, keeping the present needs in mind and to remove the shortcomings of the earlier MG Narega scheme. He was addressing media at a press conference in Bhopal today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed deep concern over reports on the alleged Ukraine attack on the residence of the Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted the ongoing diplomatic efforts remain the most viable path towards ending hostilities and achieving lasting peace. Meanwhile, Russia's Ministry of Defense said the nuclear-capable Oreshnik missile system has entered the active service. The Defense Ministry said a brief ceremony was held to mark the occasion in the neighboring Belarus, where the missiles have been deployed. The funeral prayers of former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP chairperson Begum Khalida Zia will be held in Dhaka tomorrow. Bangladesh has declared 3 days of state mourning. A one-day general public holiday will be observed tomorrow, the day of her namaz-e-janaza. Khalida Zia breathed her last this morning while receiving medical care at a private hospital in Dhaka. Dense fog condition in the northern parts of the country impacted train and flight operations today. The IMD has forecast very dense fog conditions during morning and night hours likely to prevail over Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Delhi till tomorrow. And in women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the fifth and final T20 in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala, today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.